a love song for a lot of broken people, and it's called Your Belgian Thing.
Yeah.
Store them for you in an airplane hangar. There's guys in biohazard suits, mud kicking on the rubber boots. They've come to keep your pretty things from death. The men came here to get your Belgian things. They'll spend the whole day hauling them downstairs. I shot a roll of 32 exposures. My camera groans beneath the wave of pairs. I can see you in your sleep, playing with points for all your worth, walking gingerly across. Right through the door and went fluorescent. Their boots were black and shiny, and your treasures gleamed like stars, bones from deep down in the fertile crescent. The arteries are clogging in the mainframe. There's too much information in the pipes. I saw the mess you left up in the east bedroom. A tiger's never gonna change its stripes. I guess. But Jesus, what a mess. One way in, no way out. With no one here to help me through it. But I can see you in my sleep, playing the points for all your worth, walking gingerly across the bruised earth. Two more.
Yeah.
Then we're gonna go rest because I'm on strict orders not to do too much talking from a voice doctor. How romantic is that? There's other people doing my selling stuff for me instead of me. So they are in the other room there. I feel so weird saying that because normally I really like to meet people and say hello and everything, but my voice doctors were very stern. They said, shut up. And I knew that I should listen to them because I was paying them a lot of money. So if I wasn't paying them a lot of money, you know, if I was paying a lot of money to not listen to them, what sort of ridiculous arrangement is that? So, you see what I'm saying? That's one of my doctors over there. Thank you, Dr. Murray. I appreciate that.
What else did they say?
Well, they told me about a couple of people. just east of Arizona, hanging out, you know, trying to see how many licks it takes to get to the bottom, not of a Tootsie Roll Pop, but a case of Captain Morgan Spice Rum. They took what little money they could manage to steal from those Lions Club displays at the optometrist where you put the quarter in, and they invested it in a motorcycle.